Already, we've had a lot of show for you, and it's going to continue. I've got Houston Cougars head coach Kelvin Sampson coming up at 20 past. Right now, though, top of the third hour, we have a big head bet segment. We're on to the Sweet 16, which means we are getting down with the big head, James Kelly. Head, there are some sweet matchups in the Sweet 16. Generally speaking, how are you feeling about these games, and how are you feeling about your big-headed life?
Big-headed life is fantastic. I love these games a lot better than tomorrow's, that's for sure, as of right now.
All right, so how have you done so far in the tournament?
Good. I'm hitting about over around 60% so far in the tournament.
We'll take that all day long. All right, so if you like these games better today than tomorrow, let's get right. Wait, does that mean you're not coming on tomorrow?
Let's see how tonight goes, and then we'll text later.
Like the most big-headed thing ever. Let's not get into that yet. I've already set up that I don't like those games, and if for some reason tonight does not go well, let's not get into that. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, Head.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow for sure. All right, let's start with Arizona v. Clemson. Arizona, a big favorite here, but Clemson finally busted through to get to the Sweet 16. If you like the Jungle Karma angle, they have that. And if you like them and value, you can get that too. Question per always, how much value is available right now? How do you see that matchup? How are you playing it?
Yeah, Clemson has worked me twice this tournament already, so bleep it. Let's go against them one more time and their karma and take Zona minus 6.5. The Wildcats are
is
national
that down
title.
To 6.5?
Well, there's 7, there's 7.5, and there is one or two books at 6.5 right now if you jump on it.
Okay.
Yes. And I like that 6.5 a lot better than 7 or 7.5, and I like the Wildcats. They are national title good. If their backcourt of Caleb Love and Kylan Boswell are on, first two games they shot a combined 37% from the floor. Good news tonight, though, the Tigers are not an elite defense. They won't turn you over, and they will give up three-point attempts at a high rate. Yes, that would qualify for our WW double blowout of the stat week right there.
I apologize.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate that one. The battle on the boards will be actually key here. Can Clemson keep Arizona off the glass? Arizona is second in the country in total rebounds. Also, P.J. Hall has been Clemson's best player this season, but not in the tournament. He's been in foul trouble. They need him and Chase Hunter to both be on, but I like Arizona's defense to make that difficult. They are versatile. Let's go with the ultimate Jungle Caramel team here in Arizona. You know, Tom Tolbert's Cats, -6.5.
Dr. Boudreaux.
You know, if you can get 6.5, that's a really good number. I love that Clemson finally broke through, and I really do want to take them. I want to take them. I want to take them in the points. I really do. I just can't. Arizona is in good shape physically. They've got experience. They're balanced.
Yes.
They play both ends of the floor really well. There's a reason they're a 2. Clemson has been up and down, but their best probably does not beat Arizona, but their best may keep it closer than the line would suggest. So I am tempted, but I can't do it. I'm with you. I'll take the Wildcats. I'll lay the points. We're on the same page.
Nice.
Got a rematch of last year's Natty. San Diego State versus UConn. And yes, for those of you who may have forgotten, the Aztecs did actually play in the championship game. They're back in the Sweet 16, one of the most underrated programs in the country. That said, let's hope this one is more competitive than that one was. The books don't seem to think so, Head. The Huskies have looked dominant. They are double-digit favorites in this one. What's the number right now? How are you playing it?
I'll lay the 11.5 points and ride with Feisty Dan Hurley and his Huskies here. Feisty Dan says they are bulletproof. If you have a problem with that, I'd like to tell you my advice, shut up. They just might be. In the second round, the Huskies.
Shut up.
Shut up. Exactly. Don't question Feisty Dan here. In the second round, Jim, the Huskies beat Northwestern by 18 points while shooting 13.6% from three-point land. That would be 3 for 22, and they won by 18 points. That's from a team with the fifth best effective field goal percentage in the country, so I feel they shoot better tonight. And the Aztecs probably won't shoot as well as they did against Yale when they hit 13 of 27 from distance. On the season, they hit only 32% from deep. Law of averages play here. One worry on a cover, pace. The slow Aztecs play faster than UConn does. I don't like that. But I'm going with Feisty Dan here and those dragon undies of his. He is 11 and 3 ATS in the NCAA tournament. It is the highest ATS win percentage for a coach with a minimum of 10 games since the seeding era of 1979. Huskies minus 11.5.
Great stat. How do you argue with that? That is a powerful stat. Look, as much as I respect Brian Dutcher and the Aztecs, my dude, Dan Hurley, may have a different team, but he's got the same exact mission and very similar outcomes. I love the guy. I love the team. I love the intensity. And I do feel comfortable laying the points. In no way should that be interpreted as disrespect for SDSU. It's just that I respect Dan Hurley and what he's built in stores that much. 8 straight tournament wins by an average of 22. I expect that to continue. I also will lay the points. Illinois, Iowa State. Now, that's an interesting game. Unlike the first two, this one is tight. This one is expected to be competitive. Question is, should I expect the clones to call you, head, a jockey little bitch? Or will you take Illinois and any value that comes with it?
Well, big chalk weekend, it seems like, so they can call me that, but not here. I'm going with Illinois and taking the 1.5 you can get. First time back in the Sweet 16 for the Navy Blue and Orange since old raspy voice Bruce Weber's 05 finalist team. You know, the
I would have probably, you know, I would have never said that, but I didn't know how mean he was and how tough he was. And
that guy right there, the Greg and Sun Valley dude of coaches right there. Love Bruce.
Come on, man.
They sound alike a little bit.
They don't sound alike.
Nothing at all?
One's got a voice box.
Oh, damn it. I thought Bruce did too. My bad. Fascinating matchup here. Completely different styles. Illinois ranks first in the country in offensive efficiency, and Iowa State ranks first in the country in defensive efficiency, according to KenPom. This should be close. The difference might be on the glass. Illinois is relentless on the offensive glass. The Cyclones rank 197th in defensive rebounding percentage. Let's roll with Brad Underwood and Terrence Shannon, Illinois, +1.5.
I see you working. Listen, I also understand why folks love Iowa State. I understand why folks think that they're going to be the ones to knock off UConn. I'm just not one of them. I'm not even sure they win this game, which is why I'm going to roll with Illinois as well. Brad Underwood just came on like he always does, so I'm going to play that karma angle. And you mentioned Terrence Shannon. He's been lighting it up for the Illini. Yes, Iowa State will make him work for everything, and they'll be up in everybody else's grill defensively. That's who they are. That's what they do. But I've got a pretty good feeling about the Illini in this spot. Illinois and the 1.5. Damn, we're on the same page.
Nice.
Bama v. North Carolina. Nate, just in the wrong place at the wrong time, Oates, against your dude, Hubert Davis, who's got the Tar Heels back on track. What is the number? What's the play?
Yeah, I'm not taking Nate's team here, freaking Oates. Speaking of the wrong place at the wrong time, that's been his defense this season. It's been like they've been in another
gym. What defense?
Gym. Yes, exactly. They suck complete ass on defense is what I'm saying. Worst defensive team left in the tournament. They rank outside KenPom's top 100 in D. So, hell yes, I'm riding with my guy, Hubert, and that live action he and his Tar Heels are all about.
We're competing out there. It's live action, Tracy. It's live action out there. I thought we were nervous at the beginning. Then we started to settle in. We got better defensively. Now we're attacking the basket. We're ready to go.
Are you okay with how Baycott is right now?
He's doing terrific. I'm so proud of him. I told you, 52%. Him on the floor is good news for Carolina basketball.
Thank you.
You love that guy. You love that guy.
I love Hubert. I love the hire. I love his resume. I love Hubert. It is about that live action out there, too, Tracy. And Baycott is still on the floor, and he's that's still good news for Carolina. In fact, this entire game should be live action. Alabama ranks first nationally in points per game, but North Carolina can score, too. And like 2 years ago, they have guys surrounding Baycott and R.J. Davis who can stretch the floor. One guy is Harrison Ingram. If he's aggressive on offense and the team is aggressive on defense, I love the Tar Heels here. And almost against anyone, ATS, get this one. My guy Hubert, 8-0 ATS in the NCAA tournament. North Carolina minus 4.5.
Wow. Hey, you want to talk about a wrong place, wrong time. Wrong place, wrong time is on the same floor as North Carolina in this spot. Wrong place, wrong time. Look, I know Alabama can score the ball. We all know that. I just don't know that they can prevent the same ball from going into their own bucket. Their defense is a problem. You and I talked about that. And when I say it's a problem because they don't play any. They're ranked number 348 nationally in scoring defense. Yeah. So I don't really give a damn how much better they looked against Grand Canyon. because it was against Grand Canyon. I will take the Tar Heels. I will lay the points as well. You and I picked the same exact games. Run it back, Head. What do you got?
Arizona -6.5 v. Clemson. UConn -11.5 v. San Diego State. Illinois +1.5 v. Iowa State. North Carolina -4.5 v. Alabama. And how thankful are Dodger Jano and Rogan Loam that the Grand Canyon Screamer is not in L.A. today?
They're coming together. They're going to make that run up to the crypt. Now,
that's freaking sweet. Are they watching both games?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Rogues was making some noise because Rogues is on spring break, meaning he went with his boys down to the desert, and he's going to come back. So they had this whole conversation. DJ's like, I don't want you tired. I don't want you tired. We need to be there. We need to leave at a certain time. I paid a lot of money for these tickets. Mama, are we going to both games? Of course we're going to both games. So they had this whole back and forth about it. So I have not heard from either one of them yet, but yes, they are en route to the crypt, and DJ's all about it.
That is going to be a blast. Good for them. Love it.
Love it. All right, Head, any prop bets, or are you good?
Nope, just this.
All right, are you feeling threatened by Alvy? Because Alvy's on one on Prize Picks.
Yeah, he's doing pretty damn good.
Pretty damn well.
Damn it. I did good today.
Thank you, Alan.
You did do good today. You did well. All right, let's make some money, Head.
Later. See you tomorrow.
Later. See you tomorrow. And yes, I will see you tomorrow, Head. He and I are on the same page on all four of those games. It depends what number you get. But yes, DJ knew that Rogues was on spring break from Boulder. She's been looking for things to do with him. Here's an inside story. So Logan buys Janet a birthday present, and he wants to be original with it. So he goes on a website, and he buys some comedy tickets. DJ is all about the comedy. She loves the improv. So Logs finds a show for under 21, because he's not, buys the tickets. They get ready to go Saturday night, because it says right there on the tickets, Saturday night. DJ calls the establishment to find out what the seating is like, and they say, oh, no, that's not tonight. That's next week. And she said, really? Because my son went on this site, a legitimate site, and bought the tickets, and it says it right on the ticket. She's like, nope, not tonight, next week. And my response was, y'all got scammed. So Mama Bear went into action and said, you know what? After letting me know how badly Logan felt about it, I'm like, I guarantee he doesn't. I guarantee he doesn't feel nearly as badly as you think he does. And we went back and forth on that for way too long. And then she went right into action. Good. You know what? Fine. I will get us tickets to the Sweet 16. And she did. So DGA went on some site, got gouged, overpaid, and bought tickets. Not for me, because she knew I had to work, but tickets for her and Rogues. They're going to the crypt.